This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Well, I have to warn you today that so many of you are going to listen to some very interesting but maybe curious information, as we, who are so used to allopathic conventional medicine, we're about to be introduced to another realm of medicine. But open your minds and stay with us, as this kind of medicine is practiced by so many people all over the world. I'm referring to Sujok. Su means hand, while Jok means foot. Hello, Dr. Lydia.
Hello, thank you for inviting me again for your event on radio.
And today we're going to talk about the hands and the feet, or maybe the hands only. Are we going to limit ourselves to the hands?
Well, we will start with the hands, because our health is in our hands.
Very well put. Now, Dr. Arjia Gupta, Sujok therapist from the Moscow Academy, probably from the same academy you graduated from, Dr. Lydia, says that the palm, like the foot, represents all the organs and meridians of the body. Can you explain this to us?
The principle of Sujok, which is traditional Korean therapy, very much reminding the principle of computer. In computer, we have a programs, what is installed in the brain of computer, hardware, and we have also the keyboard. And the keyboard is full of buttons. So when you need to go to some file, you're pressing the particular buttons and you're opening the particular file. Our body have very, very similar principles. So the genius of computer came not as a human genius. It's again the divine genius of nature. So our hands, feet, ears, and actually all the body represented full structure of the body. The principle of holography is the principle of our being. Microcosm and microcosm are reflected each other. In our hands, we can see the structure of all our body. How? For example, if you will see now your hand, you will find five fingers. One finger is opposite of the others. Your thumb will be opposite of the others. And in our body, we have very similar structure. We have five ends of our body. Two arms, two legs, and the head. The head is the opposite of the other ends. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, in this collaboration...
I never thought of it like that.
In this reflection, you can see the hand is completely similar as the body. So, five ends, one finger is the opposite of the others. Our head is the opposite of the others. If you will go deeper, you will see in each finger you will have three phalanges, except the thumb. And then you will find three parts of your arm, the wrist, and two parts,
mm-hmm.
and three parts of our leg.
True.
So, four fingers represented the arms and the legs. And the head end have only two parts, the neck and the head. So the thumb have two phalanges. So it means the nature is absolutely...
in harmony.
In harmony.
Mm.
And very supportive towards our staying in balance, being in health, and being happy. If you can go deeper again, you will find in each millimeter of your hands and collaboration and correspondent point with the body. Unfortunately, the illustrations on radio is very difficult to present it. But if you just will look at your palm, you will see the soft part,
mm-hmm.
and then if you will twist your hand, you will find the hard part.
The hard part.
So it's our true. Body have a soft part, what is in front, or the yin side in the Chinese medicine tradition, and the heart part, the yang side.
Ah, so that's the yin and the yang.
Yin and yang, exactly, represented in our body. The yin and yang principle is represented everywhere. And in our body, it's our front and our back. And the hand is perfectly represented. The front, the soft part, and the head, the hard part. So let's go deeper, and you will find between each phalanx a small joint.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also a great chance, for example, to treat our joints in the body. Like what? I will tell you, the most common problem in the human body is the knees. Many people complaining about the knees, young people, especially the old people.
Yes.
So if you will look into your two medium fingers.
Yes.
One is near the index and another is near the small finger.
Yes.
So you will find three joints. The distant joint between the last phalanx and the medium phalanx. The medium joint between the medium phalanx and the basic phalanx. And the
phalanx. So you're talking about our fingers, they're divided into three.
Yes.
Yes, they have those lines which
exactly,
divide.
Exactly.
Yes.
This line is illustrating the spots of the joints.
Mm-hmm.
Interphalanx joints. So you will see, you will find three joints. And the same like in our legs, the knees is exactly in the medium.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
true.
The distant joint represented your ankle, and the lower one represented the hip.
Ah, the lower one is the hip.
The hip.
Again, another common ailment.
Exactly, but the most common is the knees. So if you just will try to take medium finger or this finger,
yes.
If you will try to massage this phalanx, this part, this joint between the medium phalanx and the basic phalanx, so you will find some places, some spots are much more painful.
Okay.
And try to massage deeper. Find the level of the pain, what can be bearable for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where you have the problem in the rest of the body.
Exactly. The language of the body is not English, not Russian, not even Maltese.
Universal.
Universal. And the universal language of the body is the pain.
That's a signal, of distress.
This is the signal. So usually the body is screaming to us.
So just screening it is not enough.
No.
You have to find the root of the problem.
You have to find the root of the problem. So through the pain.
But that's what we do nowadays, don't we? We just screen everything.
Yeah.
Headache, you know, we just pop in tablets all the time. For different pains.
Yes, it is. What is also acceptable when we're in emergency? Yes, what can we do? But then we need to go into the root of the problems and we need to cure in favor to prevent serious disease. So I will come back again because I found it's very practical and very useful. If you will find the point, the painful point in your joint between the medium phalanx and the basic phalanx, and you will do this good pressure, good stimulation, and good massage around, you will find the painful points.
Okay.
The pain is the language of the body to tell, yes, the problem is here. The body have no other language except the pain. So if when you will find it, so do more massage on this particular point. You can apply the seed, any seed. You can apply some small mineral. You can apply even the stone, what you can find on the road. You can apply the color. You can apply the needle. And what will happen? The area where we have pain represented the area when the energy is overflow or have deficiency of the flow. When you will apply something, you're restoring the connection between the energy flow between the meridians or between the nadis. Yes. Mm-hmm. So many different traditions are integrated in this one method of sujok.
In fact, President S. Yov, president of the Sujok Association in Belarus, says that this therapy has a powerful curing effect which becomes obvious immediately.
This is true. I have quite many cases when people have a pain, neck pain, headaches, low back pain especially. And just after one session or after a couple of minutes of pressure in the right point, the pain is gone. So our hands, yes, small part, represented full body.
Okay, okay.
So that is a holographic structure. It's like a whole structure of the body.
A repeat.
Represented in a small part of the body.
Okay, okay.
So the fragment of your body represented whole body.
Okay.
In that matter, like we have the directions of healing based on the physiognomy. So through the physiognomic state, we can diagnose a particular disease.
Can you explain that a bit?
Therapy.
Can you explain that a bit?
Again, full body represented on your face.
As well?
As well, yes. So when people, for example, have pimples on the chin,
yes, yes.
So most of the time it's connected with the ovarian state.
No, Lydia.
Yes.
This I didn't know.
Yeah. Ovarian state, or it's a lower part of your intestine. Like the area on the cheeks connected very much to your medium part of the body.
Okay.
And the front.
Where all the organs are.
Where all the organs
are. So very important.
Yes.
Then.
So to treat acne just locally is very useless, because the acne just
is a manifestation of something else.
Absolutely. It's manifestation of the processes, what is going on in your body inside, internal. So to treat the acne on the face, you have to start by cleaning your intestine.
My goodness me. So you're saying the chin
represented
the reproductive
area,
system.
Yes, and the cheeks, hormonal area as well.
The cheeks, the organs of the body.
Yes, and the front, the heart.
The forehead.
Part. Forehead represented your head, your emotional
Your general
state.
Head.
Yes, yes, your head also.
Ah, your head.
The
your head.
Head problems, yes.
Okay. Your emotions, of course.
Exactly. Your ears represented all the structure of the body. This external part of your ears, it's a full
no.
structure of the spine. So you just can touch this external part and
My
press
goodness.
It, and you will find the level where your vertebrae have some dislocation or inflammation. So that is the thing. It's not difficult. Just need a small knowledge and small attention for that.
This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to the program Sukiyam on Campus FM. Today, together with Dr. Lydia Ukaneva, we are discussing sujok therapy and our well-being. Let's say, talking about the cheeks, for example, I mean, what can one see in the cheeks that can manifest?
What you can see in the cheek, you can see the state of your stomach. Like, for example, even the sinuses, very much connected to the stomach area. The meridian of the stomach is ended exactly in the sinuses. This is why to have an inhaling or to have a surgical operation in this area is a repetitive method, because if you do not manage the state of your stomach, this area will always be blocked, will always be sick.
So sinuses problems
connected to the stomach condition.
My goodness.
Yes.
Me.
So the external part of the cheeks very much connected to the intestine.
Ah.
The eyes, around the eyes, when people think you are tired, your eyes look very deep and these dark rounds around represented your kidney state. Yes. So,
So when you look at someone's face, you can tell straight away.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when I was studying in the medical university in Moscow, we never have this subject. But now, like in Russia, for example, and I know this movement begin in UK and in Germany, and a lot of doctors coming into the point to study. So the patient just entering your door and you already, without the scan, without ultrasound, without any expensive diagnostic equipment, you can already have in mind where to check the problems.
Incredible. Yeah. So the hands are there to locate the pain and to cure it.
Yes.
And the face shows where the problem is.
Yes. The also your hands represented. You can diagnose your hand, you can diagnose your ear, you can diagnose your feet. So we have a lot of systems in our body. But the easiest one is the hand.
Because it's the hand.
The hand. Because even the face, you cannot pinch your cheek. But you can definitely do something
hand. It's true. So through this hand therapy, what exactly can you cure?
We can use this method for everything, because you can find the projection of your internal organs on your hand as well. And especially if the problem is just in the beginning, it's not difficult to purify the area and to cure the problems. When the problem is deeper, what unfortunately, many people do not notice the signals of the body, and using a lot of painkillers, it's like when
masking it.
Yes, if someone is screaming, help! So just to put someone on silent. And so, unfortunately, we are missing the beginning of the problem. And if it's just a beginning of the problem, we can cure that easily, just a few sessions or even sometimes one session, especially if this treatment will be supported with the right food, right life attitude. So it's possible. I would like to maybe share some knowledge for the headaches, because nowadays it's the weather change season. We're going into the autumn, and the atmosphere pressure is changing as well, so it's jumping. Many people experiencing this air problems or headaches or tiredness, chronic tiredness. So, as I said before, the thumb, our thumb, represented the head part, and the distant phalanx, where the nail is, represented your head. If you will go, if you will see the joint between these two phalanx, you will find exactly the point where your neck is ended and where is the base of your head.
Okay.
So if you will press all over there, Margaret.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
And Dr. Lydia really knows how to press, huh?
So if you just will press, you will find the pain.
I don't have your strength to press.
But you can use a simple biro.
Okay.
With the biro.
Ah, right. Ah, yes, it's true.
So you will find this pain, and just a bit deeper than touch.
Yes.
Just press this point and massage this point.
And massage this point.
Yes.
So first you press with something hard on it. Okay, until you find it, and then you press on
it. Exactly. So then you will find some refreshment in your head. If you will go deeper and you will use it for a couple of minutes or even 5, 10, 15 minutes, you will feel your head is feeling better, lighter. The headache is gone sometimes. Sometimes it's enough. Sometimes the headache is coming from the neck condition or tiredness, non-sleeping tiredness. And just the massage over the top of the finger, of your thumb.
The top of the finger.
The top of the thumb.
Yes, the thumb. Uh-huh.
Yes, also try, Margaret.
Yes.
And so you will find your head is lighter, you are more alert, you are more perceptive.
For students, this is really good, no?
Yes, your attention is more focused. And especially if we're sitting
your attention is much more focused.
Your attention.
Ah, attention.
Attention.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So, for the student before the exams or sleepless night, you know, sometimes we are working hard or we are dancing hard, so we need next day to be fresh. This is the basic point, how to refresh your brain, because this is the...
How interesting.
The point of correspondence of your brain.
My goodness.
Of human brain. So the face. So look, look to the soft part of your thumb.
Yes.
You will see the small heel. Yes. Where usually you give the dactyloscopic print, fingerprint.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that part.
So this heel represented your nose.
Okay.
And if you have something like sinusitis,
yes,
you can press and stimulate this the middle of your thumb.
The middle part. Ah, yes. Down there.
Where
okay.
The spiral is.
The lower part of that soft part.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
The heel.
Okay.
So stimulate this area. You will feel your breathing is easier.
Incredible. Yeah? Incredible. Even our recording engineer Samuel is doing it. Incredible.
So, okay. If your child have a problem, you can cut a piece of garlic and you can apply to that area with a plaster, and your child can sleep overnight. Sometimes it's enough, especially if the problem just in the beginning. The beginning of cold, the beginning of sinusitis.
Incredible.
If you feel your immune system is low, it's good to prevent the infection. How does it work?
It's important to prevent what?
To prevent. If you would like to prevent the infection, if you visit someone in the hospital or the members of your family also have infection. So, of course, you need to take care about yourself. So, if you will put this slice of garlic, fresh, apply to that area,
you
to your
thumb. You put a band-aid, a plaster around
put
it.
Put the plaster around and sleep overnight.
Yes.
So, you will feel...
And do you have to press it?
Not necessarily.
No, it's there doing...
It's working, yes.
Okay.
It's working.
Because
this is a system of correspondence.
Yes. What's happening exactly with the piece of garlic, you know, and the rest of the thumb?
As I mentioned before, our bodies very much look like the computer principle. So you're pressing the button, you're opening the right file. In the body, the buttons of your nose, for example, and sinuses is exactly in the middle of your thumb, the distant phalanx.
Uh-huh.
And the more you will stimulate this area with the garlic, with your finger, with the stone, with the biro, doesn't matter with what, or just with the heating, the more this area will be stimulated, the more the file of your body, the nose, the sinuses, will be cleaning up.
Incredible.
Sound is a bit strange. I know many people were saying it's so easy, it can't be true. But this is the principle of the universe, the easiness, the simplicity, and the purity. So the more we found the exact point of correspondence, the more we have a chance to cure ourselves.
And let's say people who suffer from asthma, it's
asthma.
Very common with pollution and everything.
Yes, yes.
And stress.
Yes.
So what should they do?
It's also will be good, first of all, to wash the, to gargle with some liquids like betadine. Now the autumn has started, so betadine for gargling you can find in the pharmacy. It's the solution of the iodine. You can use for the gargling the chamomile simple or just a simple sodium bicarbonate.
This is linked with the chest, what you're saying now.
Yes.
Really? You're gargling and it's linked with the chest?
Yes, of course.
Incredible.
Your nose and your mouth is the gate.
The gateway, it's
of course.
True,
so sodium bicarbonate can clean up your mouth, your nose area. Just a simple sea salt, as well, the solution of the sea
salt. Okay.
You can find it also in the pharmacy or just at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will suggest you to use something like a peas seed or the piselli seed, yes?
Yes.
The dry one. Uh-huh. Or you can use just peppercorn, or mm-hmm. you can use just mung bean. And apply it on the soft part of your palm.
Okay. On the soft part, so underneath the thumb, underneath exactly underneath thumb, the thumb.
Yes, this is exactly where the bronx are.
Ah, that's where the bronx are,
yes.
Exactly underneath
so
the thumb.
You can stimulate this area,
okay.
Press it, find uh-huh. the most painful point.
Yes.
And apply this.
So any hand?
Any hand.
Any hand. And find that point, it's soft in fact, if you open
soft,
your hand.
If you will press it. It
oh!
Yes. So
okay.
measure the pressure, what is suitable for you.
Yes.
On the borderline between.
I'm smiling because Dr. Lydia has just pressed it for me. But I did not feel any pain. Maybe that's good, eh?
So you don't have asthma,
yes,
Margaret.
Yes, could be.
So you can find all the organs represented in your hands. Like, for example, some people have uncontrollable sugar level.
Yes, very common in our
yes,
small
very
teas,
common.
Huh?
It is a point how you can rejuvenate the function of your pancreas. It is a point how you can rejuvenate the function of your thyroid. So sometimes we have
so there are points, other points yes. for these as well.
Yes.
Never-ending points.
The point
really.
Of when people constipated. So the point of your lower back, the point of your in a female's body, the womb. So
yes.
To
when we have menstrual pain,
exactly,
for example.
Exactly. So it's a.
So is
great,
there a cure for that as well?
It is a great system of self-support. Prevention and a cure.
And unfortunately, Lydia, our time is up, and I think we have to continue talking about this subject next time. What do you think, Dr. Lydia?
I would love to share, because this should know every family, and especially the mothers. I address it for the women, because we're taking care about the family state. Our children can be cured faster without side effect. And in Russia, for example, many doctors are going into this therapy to use it as a complementary method.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. And this is where, of course, I say goodbye to you and invite you for the next program, Sukhiyam. And until then, I leave you with this thought. If you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live?